Dear Lord, teach us to offer your grace to every person. Open our hearts to receive each one of your children. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday, brand new week. Here we are with Spooky.
Hey, everybody.
House is looking good.
No, it's not.
We're going to be done tomorrow.
The house is looking terrible.
20 more man hours.
Yeah, okay.
It's time.
Yeah.
We're in what they call the scraping stage. You contractors out there will know that.
We're scraping paint off the ceiling, and every time we think we got a lot done, we look around and we have, you know, it seems like we have even more to do. Like, we discover new things. Oh, that's going to need scraping too. This is all fun.
So we decided we're just going to live on 1/4 of the living room. Put, like, curtains by, or, like, only light up certain sections of the house for when we show it to sell.
Yeah. We have to live in the 1/4 that has the TV, though, because... We need some distraction from each other.
That's how the relationship works.
Right.
So how was your morning today, baby?
It was terrible.
What happened?
Actually, I was on the phone for like 3 hours with customer service. I got $14.95 taken off my bank account every month for the past... I actually don't know how many months. I know it's at least since June of last year. So now I'm calling them up and they ask me... okay, what's your screen name? I don't know. I'm sorry. It's AOL for broadband. That's what it says on my, what do you call that?
Statement.
Yeah, on the statement. Yeah. I can't believe I even caught it. Anyway, so $14.95 AOL for broadband. So
we don't use AOL.
No, we don't use.
All.
We only use IM. Their IM, which is free.
Correct.
So I already know I'm in the right here. So I call them up. I'm like, oh, fraudulent charge, blah, blah, blah. What's your screen name? I don't know the screen name. What's your account number? I don't know. What's your phone number? They look up the phone number. They don't have it. My name, they don't have it. All they want is a credit card. And I'm like, well, I don't know you, so right. I can't give you the credit card. Anyway, I call the bank. The bank says it's not AOL. It's Time Warner. Time Warner merged with AOL, so I call Time Warner. They're blaming AOL. So I call AOL. They blame Time Warner. Then I call Time Warner again. Back and forth for a few times until I'm like, that's it. Fuck it. I'm on the phone with AOL. You call Time Warner while I'm on the phone. Well, we can't dial out. We can't do that. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. She's like, well, you know, there's nothing else I can help you with. I'm like, you're not getting off the phone. I'm calling on the other line. And you know what the funny thing is? You actually know they're not allowed to hang up on you. So that's a cool thing. Now, I'm trying to be as nice as possible because I did work customer service. It's the worst job. I think it's actually... Well, no, it's not worse than being a waiter because they're right in your face, but it's equal, you know?
Right.
So I'm trying to be really nice, but every time I get a little loud, I get my way. So she stays on the phone.
By the way, it is the worst job, and you feel for those people.
Customer service?
Right. However,
they lie. They straight lie.
Dicks, you can't help it. Like, for example, if the MTA has to deal with asshole, you know, people all the time, that doesn't take away the fact that they can all burn in hell.
That is a good point. Yeah, because I've called the AOL before and I'm like, well, there's got to be a way that you can, you know, push me through somehow, use my last name, but can I speak to somebody else? There's nobody else here. There's nobody else there.
Right.
There's not a person sitting to your right and left. The whole company is out to lunch or it doesn't even exist. It's only you. Well, congratulations. Right. You're doing an incredible job. Anyway, so I know how to use my three-way. So I call Time Warner. Time Warner is now on the phone with AOL and with me. I'm like, okay, guys, talk to each other. And they're like, we're not allowed to talk to each other. They're not allowed to give each other information. Okay. And I keep going to them.
We have to email each other over a course of 2-3 weeks.
Right. I keep saying,
with words
what
like,
should I
as
do?
As per your request.
I keep saying, what should I do? What should I do? They're like, no, she actually goes to me, I don't know what to tell you. Well, I don't know what to tell you because this is getting off my, you know, you're putting this back in my account somehow. Right. So you might as well start doing it. So they can't talk to each other. Fine. Time Warner, are you allowed to call AOL if I hang up with AOL? Yes, we're allowed to do that. We can do that because we have a button to call AOL. Okay, fine. AOL, thank you so much. Oh, I can get off the phone now? I go, okay, that's not funny. None of this is funny. I cannot stand this about this, that I almost cry. Like, that's what I
saw. I was up late working on the book. And so early this morning, when did I go to bed?
11,
let's say. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's when I got on the phone.
And then I saw you at like maybe almost 1 whenever Spooky called that he was going to pick him up from the subway. And yeah, your face was just a, anger slash sadness.
I would hate for everybody to be around because I start getting mad and then I see that it's going nowhere because they're actually giving me answers like, there's nothing, I don't know what to tell you. There's, well, I can't get your account. I'm looking at it. It's on my screen. I'm looking at my statement. I know it's there. Find it. Yeah. I finally gave them my credit card. I felt like such a douchebag, but I did it. And they still couldn't find it. It's there. I know it's there. Okay, so now I'm about to cry. Then I have to stop myself from crying because what's a crying girl going to do? And I feel like a douchebag for even crying. Then I'm getting mad. It's all kinds of stuff. And then, okay, so then AOL hangs up. Now I'm on the phone with Time Warner. I'm like, okay, let's call Time Warner. Well, we're not going to get the same person. Let's call AOL. We're not going to get the same person. We're not going to get her. Who cares? Can you call? No more jokes. Nobody joke. Not you. Not AOL. No more jokes for anybody. You're all not allowed. Do you want me to cry? So then he's like, actually, I don't see how it would help to call AOL. What? You just said. I feel like a little kid, but you promised. Right. But you said. So he doesn't call. I call my bank, and nobody gives a shit. Because at first the bank said it was Time Warner. Now the bank is saying AOL. Finally, I call another representative at AOL. Same phone number or something I've been calling, and I go.
It says on the statement AOL.
AOL for broadband.
So if we want to blame somebody, fuck AOL.
It's right there. Yeah. So I call them up, and somehow miraculously he was able to find my account. Same information that I've been giving everybody else. He found my account. I'm like, okay. Now they've been charging me $14.95 since April. It turns out. So I don't know how much money that is. That's over $100, right? So he's like, I can give you $60 back now. We're going to keep the account going, and you have to call us back by the 24th. Why? Just close my account now.
What kind of weird rebate shit is this? By the way, we agree that you're totally in the right, so we're only going to give you $60.
But if I want the rest of it, I have to call their fraud department, which he can't connect me to, but here's the phone number. And I'm like, well, they're not going to be able to find my account.
But this year's a leap year.
They're not going to be able to find my account. Nobody else was able to find my account with all this information. And he's like, no, your account came up as soon as you called because the caller ID just brings up your account. I'm like, well, that's not the way it was working. Well, this is going to work that way. I'm like, listen, I've been on the phone for 2.5 hours and you just give me something. Give me, because apparently the screen name. Give me my screen name. I can't do it. Give me my account number. I can't do it.
Yeah, they don't
please,
have a
just give me something.
Customer number. You know, everybody has a.
Yeah, they're not giving it to me. We can't do it. Even though I just gave them my mother's maiden name, my credit card number, my phone number, anything possible that now you're not going to give me the screen name. I'm like, what's the name under? Oh, it's under your name, ma'am. Stop calling me ma'am.
You should go,
ma'am is the biggest deal.
And what is my name? Repeat my name.
Right, right, right. So then finally he's like, can I put you on hold for a second? He comes back. He's like, here's your account number. All of a sudden, because I raised my voice, you're not teaching me a lesson. Next time I'm just going to come in with voice all raised. And you know, I can get really, really angry with these people. I'm trying really not to because I know it's not them. It's AOL. They're just an individual person who could give a fuck. And that's it.
How raising your voice gets shit done. And it's a shame. Like going to take back a printer that I bought and it doesn't work. And they're in the wrong, but I'm supposed to take it back to the fucking Epson company. I'm supposed to mail it in and wait for them. Even
and
if
you know
it
you're not
going to
do it.
I'm not going to do it. So I'll go back into Best Buy or whatever. And like, no, our policy. And you just start yelling and look like a fool in front of the whole fucking place.
Right.
And they're like, look, guess what? We can't actually.
Yeah, or you do that stern voice.
Anything.
Listen to me.
Right.
I'm not getting off this phone, okay?
Right.
And neither are you. So let's discuss what really needs to be discussed. I would like my account name. It's like the only time have you ever seen me get mad other than when people
not
are doing this to me.
Not as mad as you were, not at all.
No.
Right. Why did you gesture at me when you said get mad?
What?
Why did you just gesture at me when you said
I'll probably
get mad?
In front of other people. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, I just, no, I'm, no, he's just, not everything's about you, Spooky.
We already she's named upset. Her house looks like a bunch of rednecks live here.
It does look bad, right? He keeps going, this will, you'll.
20 more man hours.
Right, 20 more man hours. But you're a girl, so really, like, 40 more man hours is what he's trying to
Spooky
say.
Spooky had a charge on his credit card. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that? remember?
He was telling me this morning.
Oh, gosh. Okay, boy, yeah, that was a long time ago. Back in, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago. Playgirl.com showed up on my credit card. And
not even Playboy? Is
no,
there
not
something
even
you
Playboy.
Want to say?
No. And like some of my friends, I definitely don't switch it. So I'm playing for the same team. But yeah, went through all kinds of hell, and it's ridiculous, and you know, affidavit of fraud this, and you're trying to get hold of so-and-so that, and it's just...
Yeah, and that's what ridiculous. You were telling me. You were like, why don't you call the bank, and they'll do a fraud thing, and I don't trust myself to get the letter from the bank. We still haven't... You know that Chapter 11 that we were telling everybody about? That what's that...
The clown company.
We still didn't fill out the money, the thing.
And I didn't know we get. I just found out yesterday when we were cleaning up. You said that we do get money. Why are you looking at me like that? I never knew we got money. All you said was fill this out. They need it for the records. For what? So they don't pay us still?
We get 10% of what they owe us.
I almost don't want to sign it and go, no, I don't want 10%.
No.
I want you to get your fucking business together. And guess what? I never took my 10%. I'll take it all now.
You either get 10% or you get nothing.
I'll take 10%.
Thank you. Just sign the goddamn paper already. Anyway, so but they were charging you for the Playgirl?
They were charging me $50 a month, and I didn't catch it for like maybe 3 months. It was $49.95.
Do you ever think that maybe they, you know, AOL and Playgirl and even companies that you think are legitimate enough just start... putting shit on people's cards, and if you notice, they'll get rid of it.
Yeah,
you know, you can't see.
I think Citibank is in on it too.
Right.
I think they put your credit card number in a hat and just have a random lottery. Today you get charged, and let's see if you.
Because you can't say like these are real companies you can trust. These spams that you get in your email, these pop up bullshit windows that look fucking, that you figure out are shady. These are from real companies like AOL, real companies like Citibank, real companies like Visa. They're just as fucking scummy, and I would not be surprised they're doing shady shit.
Your bank, I think, was always, and I think banks in general, they hope that you're not looking at your statement.
Banks
if you didn't
suck.
Look at your statement, how long, how much money did you lose because you didn't look at your statements for months?
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost some money back when I was maybe 18 or 20 years old to the banks again. They screwed up my account and then bounced like $7 checks, next door to getting beignets for, $2 or something like that, and ended up charging me like $300 in fees because they messed up. They held stuff they weren't supposed to.
And then you're speaking to a random idiot there.
And I went in and I talked to somebody, and they couldn't help me. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That's just how it's going to be, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and my mom was like, who did you talk to? And how did you talk to him? And I was like, well, I talked to him like he's a guy. I don't know. And she's like, go in there. You raise your voice first, then you throw in some curse words, and something will happen. And I went in there, and I started talking to the guy, and he's like, I'm sorry, there's just nothing I can do. You know, and I kind of shrugged, looked around, and was like, oh, God, I got to do it.
And it's, I'm sorry. It's not just your mom because she's been around longer. I think girls are just better at it
than
guys.
Do you think it's girls? Because saying that, I'm like, that's what I did to Keith at the bank. I'm like, well, pick up your voice already.
I fucking told them. They said there's nothing they can do.
Because you didn't fucking tell them. You just went, so I'm going to... Yeah.
You can
really
see how this isn't right.
Yeah. I mean, I raised my voice and I was just like, this is fucking bullshit. And, like, that's really about as far as I got before he was just like, calm down, sir, closed the door to the office, sat me down, and took care of everything. It's ridiculous.
Just walk
it's
into
so
the
bad.
Next place of business you have a problem with, stand in the middle of the floor and go, I have a problem! Try to get your shit solved in 3 sentences or less. I have a problem, have, a receipt of your problem, and your next sentence should be, here. And then if you need a third sentence, get it done. Each sentence must be louder than the last.
I really feel bad. The last thing I want to do is yell at another human being who's just trying to pass the day, because that's all you're doing. And they had this article on customer service back when I was doing customer service on how companies, when you call customer service, how you doing? This is Chase Visa, how can I help you today? And then, all of them sound the same. And I'm not talking about the accent or anything.
Right.
The wording of everything, because they taught them as per blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing. So they were saying, how could big, gigantic companies rely on just, they don't pay customer service a lot. So now you're not getting the geniuses of the bunch. Mm-hmm. And so how could they rely on that? When customer service is the biggest deal, I left Nextel, the phone company. Well, Nextel was allowing all your incoming calls to be free. So I would call my friend and be like, call me right back. Incoming calls are free now, right? I left them because every time I called customer service, I wanted to kill myself.
That's why people are saying they're leaving Dell. Customer service is a huge deal. Why isn't there one? I'm sorry, Spooks. Why isn't there one company like AOL? AOL, you have the good customer service. It's going to get around. Nobody likes American Airlines. You know?
Oh, right, yeah.
So it gets around.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That's about exactly what I was going to say. I think there must be some hidden policy, maybe, where they found out through studies that if they just give everybody shit, they're going to come out, you know, 0.5% ahead instead of, you know, giving them good customer service. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, if they pay them that much less.
Again, they are a million-dollar business that obviously figured things out that we don't know. And we're like, I don't think you know about your company. They know it. They know it all.
I don't think so, because I think Nextel went down because of it. I don't know if they're still going. I guess the construction people.
I love that fucking phone. You're not a jackass walking around. Doo, doo. Yeah, I'm going to be over here getting a donut. Doo, doo. I'll get me a donut too. Doo, doo. You can turn that off, by the way. Did you know that? That's a feature. Doo, doo. No, I need everybody to know, because not many people have phones nowadays. It's a social status. Doo, doo. I just want to kill. You know who's fucking getting a hard time?
One more time.
Doo, doo. I have nothing to say, yo. It's like it's a phone and a walkie-talkie. I pictured like you and Tucker people yelling about customer service and stuff. The post office has got to be getting such shit because, you know, the stamp changed on Sunday. Yeah. Now 39 cents. Usually whenever they do that change, there's always a grace period. But I was seeing pictures in the paper of people in long lines for their extra cents.
Oh, for the 2 cents.
And I notice every picture I see is old people. The majority ladies.
They're the only ones who get their stamps ahead of time.
And you know they're just in the... No, they didn't get it ahead of time. They're getting it that day. And they're
line. They have the 37 cent stamps. They're the only ones that are going to need the 2 cent stamps, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, do you have any stamps?
No.
Okay. No. Spooky, do you have any stamps?
No.
No. We don't have stamps. We don't think ahead. We'll get to the post office or something.
We also are the next generation that figured out email.
Right. We'll email someone. Yeah.
But you know they're just fucking
bitch. You know what? Until we started this Keith and the Girl store, I don't send out any mail. All my banking is done online. I don't even know where my checkbook is. We cleaned up the office, the studio. I found all these old checkbooks from old accounts. Yeah. If I had to pay you right now, Spooky, it would just not happen. So thank you for doing everything for free. I hope you're enjoying your alcoholic beverage. Thank you.
But I just picture all these. I just look at that picture and I feel bad for the post office. Like, you know, they're just being cranky. What do you mean you're out of 30? Then they ran out of 39 cent stamps. What do you mean you're out? How can you be out? I was in line. I don't want 2 cent stamps. That's going to make my envelope all ugly.
Or do you have the 2 cent stamps that match my Martha Stewart 37 cent stamps? Because otherwise it'll throw the whole thing off.
I really think you can still do this. Do you remember? Because I remember doing this as a kid. You can tape it doesn't look very professional, of course, but you could tape money to envelopes.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember that? So you could tape two pennies. There's nothing wrong with
it. Is it because you guys are both from Hicktowns?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay. Thank you.
But you know what? The post office...
I would like to know... I just realized how white you guys are.
You're white.
I want to know if like a whole bunch of New Yorkers would do that, if it would actually get to the next place. There's money now on your... Not 39 cents, but still, there's a whole bunch of money floating around. Okay.
What was I going to say? I don't know. But I don't like that you keep raising and you have to stand in line for these things. Tell me what you think about this idea.
It's
genius.
I know.
You buy a dollar stamp, okay?
Okay.
But it's perforated with like 4 lines vertical, 4 lines horizontal. And you can rip out as much of the stamp as you want to use at a time.
So you want 1 cent stamps?
What do you mean? No, you buy a dollar stamp.
Oh.
Now it's 39 cents, so you rip off 39 cents worth. Or 40 cents, you know, maybe each square is 10 cents. See what I'm saying? So now you add the next square up. Maybe you're losing a penny.
So you want 10 cent stamps?
What? What are you talking about? I will need Yeah. Say I send.
He's so mad at me right
now. A CD. Okay.
Okay.
Say it's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
$1.80 to send.
Okay.
All right. So I use $3. I use $1 stamp. $1.80. I use $1 stamp, and I use 0.8 of my second dollar stamp.
That's asinine, and when you hear this back, you will understand that it's asinine.
Okay, all
right. Right now, it seems genius.
You know, keep standing in line for fucking 3 hours at the post office, and we'll see who's fucking smarter. Okay, I'm glad. All right.
I'm glad. I just told you I don't go.
That is my only problem, the stamp thing, with the post office. I love that you can write on anything, and they'll send it.
Yep.
You just write on anything, and that's legal.
Oh, you turn it into a postcard type of thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You just, yes. You can mail a cement block by writing a mail on it. By writing a, I'm just saying, whatever, fuck all you.
You know, speaking of small towns and mail and all that stuff, I don't know if it's like this anymore, but I remember sending out for a few things out of the back of comic books or something like that, and if the postage wasn't enough, the mailman would affix the proper postage and just leave a little envelope with a bill inside the mailbox.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, that never happened. That's not a city thing.
What?
Absolutely. He pays it for you and then leaves you.
Who
then there's
pays
a little
it for
envelope.
You?
The mailman. He's got a bunch of extra stamps on him.
Shut up.
Yeah, because he drives, so he got a car full of everything. So he puts a stamp on it, and then he leaves a little envelope, and then you put the amount that you owe.
And then he high fives the milkman on his way out.
we could have had a milkman.
Did you have a milkman?
No, we weren't Richie Rich.
I had cows.
Yeah, we had the animals.
Fresh as it gets, right off the teat.
Ooh-ha. How do you like the big city, folks?
A lot of people move around a lot. Where are you all going? Remember a while ago we were talking about, I forget what country is in, the prostitution, and that if you didn't have a job, you get a big discount, or do you get it free? You get a big discount on prostitutes.
Yeah, I don't remember what country that was.
And they were like, you know, we don't have time to talk to you, though. We'll just fuck you and leave because you're not willing to pay a lot. This is in Denmark. The government recently instituted a plan to reimburse disabled citizens for sex with prostitutes. The differently abled can have one monthly visit with a professional sex peddler on the state's dime. They just have to send the government the bill.
Shut up. This is a rebate thing. They're not going to send it.
Right. Maybe. Right. But you know what? Like, do you have to say ahead of time? You know, or yeah, do you send it in? Do they give you a good deal? Are you like, oh, you're getting? If it is it spelled out? Are
Keith's
you getting
interested?
Are you getting?
Oh, yeah.
In case I get crippled. You know, are you getting the government?
That's true. Because I'm not going to work on it.
Or you know, are you getting the regular standard government fucking? Or do you like? Well, I guess I'll take fucking five chicks.
You mean
is around
it like
the world.
Government cheese? And are you
exactly?
Getting,
exactly.
You can't just get any hooker.
I don't know.
You gotta
Am
get
I getting the good stuff.
Is it government hooker? Do you get $100 stipend?
Oh, we got and another then, cripple. I'll take it.
That's it. The cripples you have to work extra hard for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd assume. Yeah. I don't know.
But then you look at those nerds, right. Like actual nerds who really have no social skills and can't get laid. I would say that's a handicap too, and I would write the government. I don't know how to do this. I am cripple. Give me my $100 government cheese.
She touched my leg and I finished. I'm handicapped.
So you think being a nerd is a handicap?
I don't. I think nerds are awesome. I really do. I just, you know,
a social handicap.
It depends, you know. There are nerds that are just incredibly intelligent, and people just misunderstand them because they maybe are not dressed in the latest fashion. Which
yeah, they
you
wear
know,
those trench coats and
whatever it is, you know.
Right. But who else is misunderstood? Models. You know, come on, not one of you smart. Come on. Oh, it's so easy. They're so lucky. No. Going to the gym every day and eating right isn't fucking easy. It's the hardest thing you can do.
That's true.
Listen to this, though, about models. This is that girl from The Surreal Life, Adrienne Curry, from the Brady girl that married the
oh,
Brady.
Oh, yeah. I think she's hot. Spooky. Do you think she's hot?
I'm looking at her picture right now, and yeah, I'd let her stay for breakfast.
I think that that's.
I wouldn't because I've seen that show. I would not let her stay for breakfast. That girl's fucking crazy.
She usually eats crazy for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. She's in the February issue of
Playboy.
Maxim. Playboy. Yeah, Playboy. She's in the February issue of Playboy. She bears pretty much all, as well as her closet, Tyra Banks, who originally made her famous in America's Next Top Model. Yeah, she was the very first winner, right?
Yeah.
The 23-year-old former waitress goes so far as to compare Tyra to a certain Hellion in heels. She's real, quote, she's real mean. She's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. She complained in the past that Banks and the show's producers didn't help her win contracts when the show ended. Quote, she can be the sweetest person in the face of the world, but once the camera's off, she's Naomi Campbell in your face. The model isn't shy about her own life, blah, 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 on this show. And
did she get married? That's all I want to know, because I actually followed that thing with her and the Brady.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that show? My Fair Brady. She watches it all the time. No, that's a no.
Look at how he's looking at you. What are you talking about? I saw My Fair Brady.
Only because she has it on. Do I happen to see it?
Yeah, sure. So Adrian and the Brady guy, they're together. She keeps asking for him to propose. He keeps, like, not doing it. She cries. He gets her flowers. It's pretty much every episode until she gives him an ultimatum. She gets an apartment or something.
Every show she fucking cries. He doesn't want to pay attention to her.
That goes back to what we said about the customer service and everything. Girls know how to get it done.
You got it. Just yell. We're getting fucking married. Whoa, all my friends are here. This is my party. Marry me or I'm fucking out of here. Well, I can see that would actually be better, but no, I'm not going to be leaving tonight. Tonight I'm yelling. All right, let's get married.
That's true. That's what happened. And he ended up proposing to her, even though every episode he's like, I just don't think it's right. They were going out for 7 months. 7 months is not enough time.
She's 14, he's 65.
Right.
The whole thing's ridiculous. I like this story. Steven Spielberg, on all these fucking reality shows, Kathy Griffin, who gets on my fucking nerves, had all this plastic surgery done, but makes fun of everybody, you know, of celebrities. Right. She pretends she's a C-list. She's fucking, please, she's nothing. She's a stand-up comic. She brought everybody into the house on The Surreal Life. She's one of those shit shows.
Lady.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Are you saying that for my benefit? I know who she is.
I'm just filling everybody.
Oh, okay.
I'm just staring at you.
Oh, okay.
Steven Spielberg pressured Kathy Griffin to issue a public apology after the comic joked during an appearance at last year's Golden Globes that 10-year-old actress Dakota Fanning had entered rehab.
About a joke? He made her say that?
Griffin said lawyers for Spielberg, who directed The Pint-Sized Fanning in War of the Worlds, contacted Griffin after the awards and demanded that she apologize for the crack. When she refused, Spielberg's legal lackeys warned that she would end up on the powerful director's shit list, according to the February issue of W. I think Steven Spielberg has a lot of fucking nerve, Griffin told W. I don't care how big you are, you will not trample on my or anyone else's First Amendment rights. That makes me furious. All right, seriously, good luck getting any work, though.
Wow, though,
seriously.
That's balls. That's balls.
I'm sure she lost a big movie deal over that.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Griffin, who has drawn the ire, meaning bad shit, of Oprah Winfrey, Renee Zellweger, and Gwyneth Paltrow for belittling them in her celeb skewering act, recalled Spielberg's power play during the recent performance at Resorts in Atlantic City. Yeah, all you're doing, though, is giving her shit to say. You know, she's like, good, thank you. I had nothing to talk
about. But you know what? I feel like I hate to say it, but I feel like that's because she's a girl. How many male comedians make so many jokes? And they wouldn't just make a joke about Dakota Fanning how she goes to rehab. They would talk about fucking her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, she's kind of hot for a 10-year-old. I wouldn't mind blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm sure somebody has said that.
Or I guarantee, and so I'm sure somebody will send us the audio, but I guarantee the whole joke was, that Dakota Fanning, she's probably in rehab now. That was probably the whole joke. I hope they're suing just for making a terrible fucking joke. She's terrible.
That's what you would use your power for?
Yes. Earlier we were watching Celebrity Fit Club, and I loved that ever since last year.
With
Fat Janie Lane. He was the best. Was it during that one? Yeah, it was during that one that they had the older Baldwin, who wasn't really that fat. But he's just all drugged up, and he shows up drugged up. He's very swollen.
That's a drug thing, to be swollen.
Right. So this year, the only interesting person is Jeff Conaway, the guy from Taxi, the normal-looking guy that's not Tony Danza, and Travolta's butt sidekick in Grease.
And he used to be in such good shape.
And he's not in bad shape, though, but he does have that puffy look, I guess.
He's got man boobs.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I guess he does.
He's got man boobs.
I guess he does.
They're not like really, really bad man boobs. But
they're, no. they're trying to tape. They're trying to start the taping, and he walks in with his shirt in his mouth to show his boobs to ruin the take. They did like 5-6 takes
of just walking.
Right, and it, he
why
was,
do they care though?
He was being.
If he comes in like a maniac.
Right, I don't know why.
You need another walk-in because he looks crazy? That makes for good television.
And they wanted to keep that fake shit behind the scenes, but he was so nuts, they made it part of the actual show. They're like, fuck it, let's show this. And he's just
maybe
nuts.
That's why they made him do it over and over again, because they just wanted to see what else is crazy.
You know what? Seriously now, don't tell me what to do. No, I am telling you what to do. Roll. You don't fucking tell me what to do. Who's he talking to? He's crazy.
Sounds like porn.
Angry, Jeff?
What do you want me to do?
How about just do what you're told?
I've done this for 45 years, longer than you've been a colonel.
Okay, well then you should be mature enough to get in here and sit your fat ass in a chair and let's get this show on the road.
When I was your age, I'd have you down like that, brother.
Hey, bring it on.
Well, I went through more than you've done in your entire life. You ran.
He's done more shit than Harvey, who I believe was in Iraq, did in his
was
entire
he?
Life. Yeah, you were in Greece. Oh. He was in Iraq. He just buried a friend.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I went through more than you've
See, but
done in your
nobody,
entire
nobody should ever say shit like that. I did more than you.
Right.
Nobody should ever get that all high and mighty, especially when they're on some fat old school talent show.
Yeah.
You know?
But he was a dancer in Grease.
Right. Go Grease Lightning. Go Grease Lightning. Harvey never did that. Well, you were busy dancing around in mud and doing your little crawls under barbed wire. I was Go Grease Lightning Go. I was asking Travolta if he fucked that chick. I got somebody pregnant in a fake movie.
Fake pregnant in a fake movie.
Right.
Hey, bring it on.
Well, I went through more than you've done in your entire life. You ran into the military because you couldn't do anything else. I suppose.
He couldn't dance.
What?
He ran to the military because you couldn't do anything else.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Family from the time I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
I went through pedophile at 7 years old. At 3 years old, I slit my wrist. So keep your mouth shut.
Hey, that's pretty impressive.
No one's trying to undermine you.
That's really impressive. We still got a show to do.
Uh-oh.
And you're not being a team player right now.
Nobody told me I was doing a drama.
Hey, all you gotta do is come here and sit down.
I did a show called Taxi. Biggest shows ever. I did a show called Grease. One of the biggest movies ever. They were funny.
I'm gonna lose the Wait, sit down, be quiet so we get the damn show going.
Last year.
That's what we need to
I
do.
I got two movies coming up. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Right now, you're wasting our time. That's going right now. Now, can we start this?
I think he's I think he's in the upcoming Pink Panther. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I was 3 years old when I slit my wrist.
Yeah, I'm sure. Please. You were a lot of problems at three?
Wow. I don't think you understand that you have problems at three.
No, you don't.
You kind of go, wah.
Yeah.
And that's it. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. I meant 30. I take that back.
Maybe he did
I'm
mean
sorry.
30.
And then he comes back and he's like, a minute later, he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, well, you got to get your act together. I feel I'm being attacked. Fuck you. And he's right back at it. Like,
how do they always find someone that guarantee they're going to be on drugs and coming in all fucked up?
And
how?
And as he's all fucked up, what are there? Say there's seven other fat members, okay? Every single one, even that fat pig who rates for the Emmys, rates for the Academy Awards, isn't funny. Bruce Valance, Whoopi Goldberg's writer. Even him, you know, who you think has a sense of humor, is looking at Jeff Conaway like, oh my God, this guy needs help. Can you believe it? We got it. Not one of you is like, this is fucking excellent. This is excellent. Let's come back tomorrow. What, can we tape tonight again? This is excellent. I would love that. You know, they're on Surreal Life. They're on this, you know, all these different shows. And one person's crazy. They all sit them down. Fucking egg them on. You know, did you hear the way Harvey was talking to you? You fucking pussy. You were on Taxi. You were check. Did Grease beat out Star Wars? Because I think it did. And that's how he's talking to you. What the fuck did he do? He doesn't even. He's not even in America last year. He was overseas. What the fuck's he even doing?
Do you know that every time that movie comes on, your movie, Grease, the movie that you were in, my girlfriend watches it. She's now watched it 50 million times.
You don't play his videos to get laid too.
Ready, I'm riding rock and roll.
So we're gonna run this way?
We're gonna run that way. We're gonna run this way.
Towards the water.
Now he's all, maybe it gets to it, but yeah, I think it's coming up. But he says why he's all fucked up. He's drunk now. He's high, rather.
Well, by the way, in all fairness, he's not used to running. He's used to drag racing.
Right, that's true.
So he's just flopped down on the beach at this point.
Right,
though.
he's just a mess, and he's gonna blame it on 2 Benadryl.
Yeah, it's 2 Benadryl. Yeah.
That's in his defense. That's how
right.
I get.
Yeah, yeah. That is how she
that
gets.
That is how I get.
Are you sure you want to go with his ass?
He looked over at Kelly like she
was sleepy practice, but
it was the Benadryl. Benadryl is gone now. I'm fine.
Y'all had the confidence in him?
How you feel?
Well, he seems more awake.
I'm ready. Come on, let's go do this thing.
As he stumbles out to the boat.
They got to do some gay boat race, you know.
Ooh,
so somebody
it's all
wins
gay.
Something.
It's all
so somebody
gay.
Wins a gym set. It doesn't matter how has-beens they are. They can buy a gym set.
They want.
This is what I needed. You don't have a lifetime supply of special Benadryl, do you?
All right, never mind. Kelly LeBrock is on the show, the chick that was once so hot from Weird Science. What a shame.
Yeah, oh, that's the girl from Weird Science?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't even recognize
shower
it.
Shower scene, oh.
It's like a girl ate her, and she's popping out. You know, like Freddy Krueger, like when every Freddy Krueger movie ends and the kids are popping out of Freddy Krueger, like, I can be saved. That's what's happening to Kelly LeBrock. The old ones, they're like, with whatever.
But she's the one she's the one that said, I got fat because I didn't want the attention anymore.
She didn't want, she married Steven Skull. That didn't work out. Then she was sick of men hitting on her. Well, don't worry. Problem fucking solved. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Now, I'm certainly not the prettiest girl in the world, and I do not get everybody hitting on me. But if I ever had that problem, I would never gain weight. I would make this face.
Right. Just make an ugly face. Yeah. Throw them off.
I don't. Yeah. There's so much. Fart. Burp.
It doesn't matter.
Throw
it
things
doesn't matter.
On them.
Who
wants, she's that want, pretty.
Who still wants to fuck Jenny McCarthy? She's an idiot. She's not funny. She acts like a retard.
You say idiot like it's
a
negative.
I'm saying it doesn't
she
matter.
Doesn't really
the only
burp
way
and fart.
She wouldn't be, she doesn't deliberately burp and fart.
She doesn't really so much burp and fart. Please, please.
Well, are you mad at her because she's a fake burper and farter? who else is on the show?
She still dresses like a whore. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. So she's
so, and on
to
top
not
of that,
be
she
wanted,
burps.
She
I think
has
she's
to
okay.
be fat.
Oh, I see. All right, touche.
So now you somehow got me agreeing with that pig. Well, good job. It worked, pig. Tempest Bledsoe, is that her name?
The girl from the Cosby Show.
She, who had that fucking horrible, horrible daytime talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I
honestly don't see the difference between Tempest and all those other shows. They're
right.
All between her and fucking Ricky Lake. How come Ricky Lake was a success?
I have no
idea.
And
those other ones weren't. I don't get it.
Maybe Ricky Lake, I don't know.
She was in Hairspray, wasn't she?
Yeah.
There you go. There you was in Hairspray!
Oh,
that's why
great.
I'm so
you just
sad.
Have to yell. That's all you have to do.
That's what he was trying to do, but it doesn't work against military. By the way, if you're in the military and you want to get something solved with your sergeant or commander, don't just yell at them. It doesn't work there. But anywhere else in normal society, it works perfectly. Tell the type of story.
It's terrible. Okay. I was working still for the clown agent people, and they needed the Tempest show just started, and they were doing
the
I
same
think
one
I've
that fucked
this.
Us, by the way.
So no.
Okay.
No, actually, you know what? Mona's company okay. was the one that called me up for this, but it was through a different company. So they called her, she called me, blah blah blah. They were doing on the Tempest show, what's that guys against girl thing? Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, that's always clever.
Yeah.
That means you're fucking done with ideas.
Yeah, Battle of the Sexes. So they wanted a caveman and a cave girl, so I was a cave girl. Right. And funnily enough, I had to shave for it. I was in the shower like, what the fuck is this? Shaved my pits, shaved my legs, shaved everything. And I was in like a cave girl skirt. I think I had a, no, he had a whatchamacallit. hello
a
something
club?
A club. Thank you.
That's how cave women talked back then. A thing beats things. I get meat.
And then they were having it was so great that they were having Battle of the Sexes a part deux.
Oh.
And they asked me back again. This time, this is the worst, and I hope nobody finds this. I was a kitty cat, and my female friend was a dog, but she
this
was in
sounds promising.
She was in a big head costume, and I had to wear...
You're one of those hot cats?
I had to wear a leotard and tights and a tail and heels.
You know what?
And like...
We had stray cats. I lived with chicks that had fucking cats. These Halloween costumes don't really look like the cats I've been seeing. I gotta say, there'd be a little more bestiality going on.
It was bad because I don't think I would ever do that. That's so weird, and I should have known. Obviously, I did, but I was really young and whatever. Anyway, so I'm there, and I'm on the male side for some reason, and they divided up the audience, and this guy is like, "Oh, you look so hot," and I was like. And I had to say something while the tape was running. I'm whatever. The camera's not necessarily on me. And I don't know if they can hear me or not. But I was like, oh, fucking, you're fucking getting on my last goddamn nerve. And I cannot wait until this is over because I cannot stand you. And I was just cursing the guy out. And he's like, you are a fucking asshole. And my boyfriend, blah, blah. I don't know what I was saying, but I was definitely cursing him out and everything. And that was kind of fun.
It's better than making a face. See, or Kelly LeBrock could have said that, but this is the way you decided to go.
I think I was still
I can make stretch marks that'll never go away, or I can go leave me the fuck alone. I'm serious.
But I was all smiley because just in case the camera came on, right. I was like, "You're a fucking idiot, aren't you? I fucking can't stand you."
And the guy probably didn't get it too.
You're an asshole.
She's so catty. His friends are laughing at him. He's like, "No, that's what she has to do."
And then they had those, you know, when they cut to commercial, they had the dog chasing me in some like weird, you know, bigger dog house. And
my God, somebody find that. You know what? I wanted,
shut up.
I want the instant. These people on the forums are awesome. The instant I asked for, I couldn't find on the internet. Andrew Dice Clay on Arsenio Hall crying for a second or about
I would
to
like
cry.
To see that.
And I was dying to see it. And they put it up right away. So somebody find this.
I don't even know that I had any business being in that kind of outfit, too.
I don't know.
I don't
they
know.
Would decide. They were so... Yeah, we'll tell you. We'll
great.
Tell you.
I'm so glad.
I think that we've been here for you, too.
I didn't feel that you were there for me yesterday. But
we
was there.
We could have not had you in the boat.
But I was there.
They didn't want you in the boat, and we put you in the boat.
Look, you weren't here for me. You wanted to throw me out of the boat.
No, she didn't.
I said everybody else wanted to throw you out of the boat. The show did.
This is when it gets dumb. You're talking to a drunk.
You know, can I just say...
I think that's fair.
You know, I'm sick and tired of this. Go take your... show and shove it up your ass.
All right,
he was in Grease, fellas,
and they keep right, and they keep, and you know they are egging him on. Like Harvey could stop talking, but instead he's going to go real impressive. Yeah, I was fucking touched when I was 7. Yeah, real impressive.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. That's not what you say. Yeah,
you should, you know, or he gives that smile, you know? What Harvey, did you catch that? Harvey's giving that fucking smile, like when he's going crazy, like that smile, they'll just keep him going. It's like...
Because everyone's getting mad at Harvey. Cause...
It's the standoff in the movie Tombstone. And they're standing off at each other. And it's like, this might not really happen, but we don't know what to fucking do now. And Doc Holliday throws in that wink, and people start dying. And that's what people are doing on this show. They're like, come on, just keep pushing them. Somebody push them. Let's see. I would like to apologize. Yeah, okay, whatever. Let's see if that throws them over.
Well, I think there's always one. There's Simon from, you know...
American Idol.
American Idol. And then I saw Dancing with the Stars when I was at my parents' thing. They have a guy, and he always has to have some kind of accent. I think this guy has a French accent, and he's like, that's the worst dancing I've ever seen in my life. And there's always one guy that has to... and then the other guys are like, oh, that's so mean, blah, blah, blah. The whole audience is booing.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's the best dancing. That's the worst dancing he's ever seen in his life.
I'm real excited about the new Surreal Life, obviously, because of CeCe DeVille. Because
that's
a guy that'll egg shit on,
I believe.
He better not be like, I changed my life. I really...
I realized I was getting on everybody's nerves, and I realized why.
You can tell if the man would have changed his life or not. What does his facial hair look like?
No, it still looks the same.
Okay, then. He didn't change his life.
They're showing an old picture, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
He still takes the time to make crazy facial hair.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, facial hair? Not facial hair. Like wild hair.
Well, didn't he have facial hair that was kind of... Something was creepy about his face.
He does...
a little pencil mustache or something.
He had something.
That's Hitler. Know. You're thinking Hitler. They tried to get him.
My grandpa had the same mustache that Hitler did.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was just fashionable back then. He never stopped.
You know what?
To this day, yeah.
I wish more people did it. Because, and it, you know, and don't say Hitler. Say Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
We were talking, you know, about the mice in the house. Cleaning up a little bit. Have you seen them so much? No, I haven't seen him. Look at her face. What? You saw it?
Well, there's little chips of probably lead paint everywhere, and if they start nibbling on those, they probably won't last long.
Nice. Because, you know, and they're cutting...
He's my new best friend.
Yeah, they're cutting themselves, and they're fucking eating the chips.
Oh, that's great.
There are paint chips everywhere.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Die, mice, die.
But what did we clean? We cleaned the studio. Right. There's no food in here. So what, all of a sudden they're like, oh, clean house,
they
bye.
They like just dirty shit. Yeah, no, they like a mess. They like a... They always play in our messes.
It was just a mess. It was just a mess.
That's all they need. That's all they need. There's shit to chew on. They chew on plastic. They're like used to food being behind plastic. So anytime they see plastic, they just start chewing. They chew into garbage.
I hope they choke on it.
They will.
I was so embarrassed because Spooky saw the mouse the other day, right?
Yes, first day.
And I could tell you didn't want to tell me that you just saw it because you were like, oh. And I was like, what happened? He was in the kitchen. And he's like, nothing. I was like, you saw the mouse.
I taped up that hole that he pointed out sometime back. I wonder
if that did anything.
Well, I taped it. That wasn't working.
Oh, with actual tape?
Yeah.
They chew through plastic, but tape is that's like kryptonite.
You know what? If those fucking sticky mouse traps are kryptonite, then I think the sticky side of a tape might be. I'm just saying.
Is it duct tape?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Duct tape is kryptonite.
Redneck chrome.
So this is a mouse problem somebody sent me in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. A mouse got its revenge against a homeowner who tried to burn it in a pile of leaves. The blazing creature then ran back into the man's house. Parts are cut off. But the point is, he burns the mouse outside. He's so mad at the mouse. Like, he caught it somehow, burned it outside. The mice got away, is on fire,
oh my God.
Ran into the house, and somehow caught the house on fire.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. The burning mouse ran just beneath the window. Flames spread up from there and throughout the house. No one was hurt inside, but the home and everything in it was destroyed.
Oh, my God.
But the good news is, mouse problem solved.
Or is it?
Unseasonably dry and windy conditions have charred more than 53,000 acres, blah, 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 homes in recent weeks.
What, is he a firefighter writing to you?
I'd just like you to know that.
And by the way, stop, drop, and roll.
my favorite fireman movie starred Kurt Russell. But how bad, man, the mouse won.
Yeah.
You know, that mouse fucking got you.
Yeah.
Mice are the worst. They are the worst. Just finished your show where you mentioned the robot mower. Those are the worst two, robots and mice. We were talking about the Roomba, but for the lawn. I heard about this for a few years back, and I guess it never took off. I believe it was around $700 for one unit, and you could have more than one working together. Also, there was some kind of wire you'd put around the yard, driveways, trees, or gardens. That's not pretty. That doesn't make a yard look pretty. Everybody's going to think you're on house arrest. That would tell the bot to stop and go back. I suppose you could use this feature against them if they ever attacked by simply wrapping your legs in the wire.
Yeah, I guess.
But they have lasers by then. It's a good idea. The guy's thinking. I appreciate he's thinking.
Yeah, my friend Helen, her dad has one of those. And
what, the lawnmower one?
Yeah, he bought it, I want to say, at like Target for like $800.
Wow, but you know what? Landscaping costs so much money, it's kind of worth it.
I don't think
fucking
it does.
No, man.
It doesn't get the corners.
It can't get the
corners. It can't possibly.
It can't. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Does he like it?
Actually, yeah, but he's like all Star Trek and he's weird.
Those guys might know things.
He's not a normal person.
You're not a normal person.
What?
Yeah, but I'm more fun.
Because we talk about foster parenting, that if we have kids, Henda thinks it's going to be foster care. My wife and I took a foster parenting class, which was suggested to us by a social worker. I'd want to start my kid at a real young age.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, when you beat them, you feel justified. My wife and I took a foster parenting class, which was suggested to us by the social worker who handled our adoption home inspection. Half of foster kids are sexually abused and have been taught by their parents strange things, like the way you show daddy you love him by putting out. This from a 6-year-old. These kids are broken mentally, and I don't mean broken like a horse is broken. I mean they're from planet Kill, Kill, Kill. Not all, but be mentally prepared. If you do decide to foster, you'll take the same course as I did, and it'll freak you out. But more than likely, you'll choose not to go there.
Wow.
That said, there is an age where kids are normal 100% of the time. It's called cradle care, and you'd have the kid from birth until they take him or her away from you. This is very popular with new foster parents until they have their heart ripped out when the crack mama gets out of prison when your kid is 4, and you have to give her up to some degenerate who will ruin her life.
I've thought of that. I've definitely thought of that.
You can't. I'm asking. You can't get a kid that somebody's willing to give up, and they can't claim that kid back?
No, there's no parent, service. You always have rights.
Yeah, they're not always willing to give them up, but I mean, when you get put in the clink, that's...
According to Judging Amy, mm-hmm. even after you adopt the kid, they could still, you know, kind of take you to court and have it reversed, so it's never really 100%.
Yeah.
And I knew someone who was adopted, and I talked to his mom, and she said that she's been trying to adopt, like when they were small. She had to get kids, and then the parents would change their mind or something, and then she would have to give all these kids back that she thought she was going to be adopting, and she had to show no emotion so that they don't think that she's getting attached to all these kids and she won't be able to deal with it again, so that she gets another kid to have another chance. She can't show any emotion. That's crazy.
Yeah. I heard, and I feel like we already knew this, but I heard on the radio sometime back, some lesbian was trying to foster with her lesbian lover, mm-hmm. You could just tell she's smart, knew what she was talking about, mature, blah, blah, blah. And she said it's almost impossible because they're two girls, but if you're just one girl, much, much easier.
Wow, that's some shit. Yeah. That's some shit.
Hey, Keith and the girl, I'm so proud of my... Carolina Panthers kicking the ass out of the Giants on Sunday. I don't care about the New York Giants, by the way. We're in the playoffs for football. I don't care about fucking New York. I don't care about the New York Giants. I don't care about the New York Jets because I've said this before. These motherfuckers in New York put all their heart usually in the Jets. The Jets lose. Immediately they go to the Giants. You don't get fucking two teams. You get one team to put all your fucking hope in, and then you cry like the rest of us. That's why I don't like the New England Patriots. I don't like them because they're not fucking named after a state. They get all of New England. They get the whole fucking area, the whole Northeast. We're the new Northeast Patriots. Fuck that, too. Now, what were you going to say? Do you remember?
Your team was playing yesterday?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I worked with someone, and he's like, we had an hour and a half of a job, and the woman asked us to wait a little bit before we start, and so I was like, oh, can you stay later, because we have to start later. He's like, no, at 4 o'clock I have a very important football game to watch, and I will have to leave.
Yeah, Steelers are in the playoffs, blah, 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 SuperBowl.com.
That's all you wanted to say is that your people are in there.
That's all you wanted to say. If the Steelers are in the Super Bowl, party at my place.
Really?
Sure.
All right.
And if not, we'll just have a Super Bowl party over here anyways, and you can scrape paint.
Yeah, it's going to be more fun if the Steelers are playing. Going back a couple shows, on the shift that you can do to get fired, or things to do, or even for getting fired. Well, I didn't get fired for this. Then why'd you say all that? But when I was younger, 21 or so, I used to work part-time at KFC. There's a chick named Amy that I used to fuck around with, and I'd adjust our schedule so we worked together, blah, blah, blah. One day we're in the cooler.
Oh, God.
The most memorable thing was one early morning, she was at the mixer making the coleslaw, and I got a little frisky and nailed her from behind right at the mixer. Let's just say, what? I think you're going to say the whole thing. Let's just say that when it was time to finish, because I want to talk like a gentleman, I pulled out and aimed it at the bowl, and no one was the wiser. So next time you get an extra juicy batch of coleslaw from KFC, just think, how does it get so creamy? Your bud biz.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God. Oh my God. And yet, I'll still go on eating things, knowing all of this, all of it. Oh, thank you so much. You know that that place that I made you wake up at 3 a.m. one time to go get soup at?
Yes. Wait. Let's recap that story. That fucking nice story. Was that the very first time we were together?
No. The very first time we were together took about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So this was...
I don't see the point.
It was still early on in our relationship, but we'd been together like, I don't know, 3-4 times, maybe 5 times, something like that.
Okay. But like in like a week or something. Not a lot of time.
It wasn't a lot of time. So it was in the middle of the night. It was like 3:00 a.m. Keith didn't have a job, so I didn't think it would matter if I woke him up at 3 a.m. and then let him go back to sleep until 3 p.m, which you were doing anyway.
It wakes me up.
Wakes me up. And then...
Do you want to get soup? Why the fuck would I want soup? Maybe you're having a weird dream. Like, you can't get to the bowl of soup fast enough.
But how did I wake you up?
Eventually. Eventually.
That was your first blowjob.
You're right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
3.5 years later, you never did thank me. I got you soup!
You did get me soup. Anyway, that soup, it's lentil soup, and I think it's too creamy. And I don't...
Come on. What the fuck?
I just think...
We're all going out to dinner tonight, too. How can we fucking eat?
Yeah, I know. It's a Middle Eastern place, right? And there are a bunch of Arabs there. And I do not trust them and their penis and their soup. And I will no longer be having soup at that place.
You don't trust them because they're Arabs?
That's right.
That's 2 strikes.
I'm from Texas. I don't know.
Have you heard of the Middle East and their quarrels?
We still think we're against the Russians. We don't know what's going on. All right, let's get out of here and eat some fucking jizz food down at the restaurant. I want to ask, like, hey, you could tell me, you know, you guys jizz in the food? You could tell me. You ever work? As a waiter, but being a waiter, you have those customers. It's like, by the way, I know everything that you guys do to food, and you're just thinking like, okay, you better be fucking nice. So you know, don't do that. Make sure they don't do that.
That's put the idea in
right,
my head.
That's not how it works. You be nice, and you just hope for the best. If I'm give you your food, and I stand there and I start giggling.
Or the busboy passing you is giggling because right. I know how to, you know, shut the fuck up.
Is this milkshake chocolate? Some kind of chocolate.
But you don't spit in people's food unless they give you some real attitude.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Your friend Adam, I've heard some stories. All you have to do is just like make him take the extra step and he's doing something to your food. Right or wrong?
And where does he work?
He works construction now.
Okay,
but
sweet, awesome.
And by the way, I'm sure he fucking doesn't fuck up your house if you're an asshole. Just be fucking nice to people, not because you're supposed to.
I was nice to these construction guys. I actually, Spooky saw the house. They did the paint job. How bad was it?
The word dry stick does come to mind.
It was the worst, yes, right?
Yeah.
And I fed them.
What's
I gave
dry
them,
stick mean? Is that,
that's like sticking your cock in your anus with no lube.
Oh. Okay.
That's nice. All okay. Right. I was thinking that's a construction thing.
I did too. I'm like, or that's a derogatory term for Mexican.
They weren't Mexican. They were some sort of Spanish, right. Whatever. But
just to make it clear, you still like Mexicans.
I love Mexicans. But I gave them, when I ate, they ate. Even when I didn't eat, I was like, you know, just go into the fridge if you get hungry or whatever. There was alcohol.
Oh,
there was,
and they did.
You provided
yeah, they
them
did.
Alcohol?
Did I? I did. I think, but not like a tremendous amount. Just like, hey, you thirsty? Have
and not
a cold
on their
beer.
And not on their first day to set a precedent.
Yeah, but it was
on like the third day to not steal shit when I leave the house.
Right. So yeah, they went into the freezer. They made themselves whatever the hell I had in
finishing
there.
Finishing all the tater tots. You never totally. Finish anything, even if they say make yourself at home. You never take the last slice. You don't eat the rest of the tater tots.
Yeah, when I was babysitting as a kid, they would put out food for me, and I would only take a certain amount so that it doesn't look like I took anything.
Right.
Just to show, like, I'm polite and I don't really actually eat your food. Although, why? It was put out there for me.
Right.
It's so dumb. Like, now that I'm older, but my parents taught me, like, don't take anything, don't eat from it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's it. Let's announce some stuff because we're changing the poker tournament. It's this Wednesday. This Wednesday is a poker tournament at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
$5 buy-in, $5 rebuy, $5 add-ons.
Yeah, all in the first hour.
It's the money's going to rack up, but you can win it all with $5.
Yeah, it sounds really weird. It was we tried it the first time on Friday. It went really
great
well.
Great for non-players as well.
Yeah, seriously. And check out everything on keithandthegirl.com.
Motherfucker, cause I got no more patience. So we're talking like it.